welcome. This is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night conference call simulcast with my associate, Terry Brown. Terry, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are.
Good evening, wherever you are, everywhere in the world. And, Terry, I'm going to turn it over to you for a moment, and I'm going to get the conference call on the line, okay? They're not on here yet. And we have some interesting surprises tonight. So stay tuned. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, just imagine you're just stepped into Star Trek and listening to Star Trek or something, because what we do is kind of out of this world, except it's real. Oh, wait. I'll be right back. Terry?
Good evening, everybody. This is Terry Brown, and this is the Winfrey Monday Night Show. He is getting and rounding up the people on the conference line because this is a simulcast where we have BBS radio and the people that tune in to the internet radio. And then besides that, we also have people on a conference line so they can call in and they can ask questions. You can also call in to BBS radio and ask questions on the BBS radio line. And you would need to get that line, the telephone number, off of BBS radio information. So he's got surprises for us tonight, and I'm going to be as surprised as you are because I'm not sure whatever he's going to present. I don't usually normally know the topics beforehand, and I really, in a way, don't want to know the topics beforehand because then I could agonize over them. And it's not me that's doing the channeling.
Oh, it worked. That was fast.
Other Ra'an is coming through and giving.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
So it sounds like they've joined us. Man, are you with us now?
We are with you. Hi. You can tell. You can tell. I come in with a bunch of cacophonia, right? Cacophonia from the conference line. Hang on. Let me open up the conference line. Hang on.
All callers are muted.
Wait a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Do we have the conference line on the air now? You guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
we can.
Yes,
we
okay.
can. If you come on late, you have to sing a song.
Who said that?
Julie.
Julie. Okay, here goes my song. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not going to sing a song.
Oh, how about some Black Sabbath, Wynn?
You know, Julie, you know I write songs, right?
You know, I had forgotten, actually, but I must have been tuning into that.
Yeah. Well, one week I'll do it, but it kind of like, you know, I get schizophrenic wearing so many hats. I'm a really good songwriter. and I know people will enjoy my music. But
nice.
I don't know if you know this, but Daphne is an awesome musician.
Wow.
She plays harp and piano and clarinet and sings. And she improvises, and
wow.
They said that when she plays music, she channels. And so...
Wynn, maybe we could have a music evening.
Music evening. Daphne, are you on the line?
I am. You're embarrassing me. Thank you for the lovely things you're saying.
Well, I wouldn't say it if they weren't true.
I know. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know what? And we're having this conversation on BBS radio, and we have people listening to BBS. We have people listening to the replay. And you know what? Hi, you forgot to tell me to start the recorder. You're just thinking that? Was that in your mind?
I was thinking about it, yes.
Hang on. Here we go.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I don't know if you guys are noticing. Terry, are you on the line? Terry?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're still getting those strange clicks that have been coming in on Monday. It's not quite so bad today. You hear them?
You know what, Lynn? I had it last time, too. I calling in for a second time worked for me tonight.
Calling in for a second time worked?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I worked it out with Seth. If it really gets irritating, Seth will call. We figured out how to do it, so he can call the conference line and then patch everything through to the conference line. But it's not too bad today, so I'm just going to live with it, unless it gets unlivable. Okay? So thank you, guys. Terry and I have been in Los Angeles for the past week or so, and last week on Sunday we were at the Conscious Life Expo, and we had a booth there, and I then gave a lecture on Sunday evening, and then we did a workshop on this past Saturday to 15 people, and it's just been phenomenal energy. I have to say, I think that what we do, the way we're doing it now, for whatever reason, there was the resistance, or it probably was my own resistance or something, because I'm learning how to present it in such a way that people are getting it, and it's like we had the most wonderful group at our workshop, and probably still sizzling a little bit on the energy. Some of them are probably on the call tonight. And even Daphne came in on the workshop and did a little channeling for the first time. And Daphne, would you like to say hello to everybody? You know, I told you what to do. Let's see. Hello? Daphne? If you come in, it's star 6. Let me just see. Maybe I muted everybody. No, I just came in.
Sorry. Hi. Hello, everyone. Blessings from Stone Mountain, Georgia. How is everyone tonight?
Well, they're not going to answer you. They're muted.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm going to unmute them. Because we did this at the workshop, and Daphne started to cry. So I'm going to do it again. Get ready, Daphne. You know, those of you who have been following our stories all know who Daphne is. And throughout history, this little twerp of a beautiful person has been showing up and changing the course of history. But she never knew she did that. In fact, she thought her husband was nuts most of the time. So she's kind of like looking at what we're doing, and I think she's starting to sense what is going on after a few lifetimes where she didn't. I shouldn't put words in her mouth, so she can correct me and say, no, that's not it. You're still a megalomaniac and just whatever. But in any case, I thought I'm going to just open the line and everyone can tell Daphne how much they appreciate her all at once. And then she cries and she gets it. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted.
Wait a second. Yeah,
all callers are unmuted.
All right. Everyone's unmuted. Now, you guys that are on BBS, you're just going to have to think. Remember, Daphne is very psychic. So if you think love, she'll get it. 1, 2, 3.
Aloha, Daphne. We love you.
Thanks, Daphne.
Love you back.
all of you. Thank you so much. You don't know. This is food for the soul. Oh, on the deepest of levels. Thank you so much. I don't have the words to properly express my appreciation. But thank you very, very much.
Have you all read the story of Daphne? Myself?
No.
Just while we're at it, you know, we never did this with Terry. So let's just make sure we let Terry know we love her. Okay. And we appreciate her. And what you guys remember, everyone's psychic, so just think it if you're on the phone line. 1, 2, 3.
We love you, Terry. We love you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. That means a lot. That's a surprise.
Thank you so much. Is that a surprise?
Yeah, I didn't expect
that.
Thank
you for showing up every week.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This would not be happening if it wasn't for Terry and Daphne. And both of them have gone through huge sacrifices. And, you know, when you do this, even though we're doing it, you know, it's like when the show's over, we all go back to being human. In fact, sometimes less than human. You know, we have our challenges. And to be able to keep the show going and to keep the money going and to, you know, to keep survival going, you know, I would say that I'm good at keeping the show going, but both of these women have been really good at keeping the survival going to make sure this happens. And I'm really honored that Daphne's on the line listening, and sooner or later, she'll probably be playing more of an active part in the channelings. And, you know, this is such a rare opportunity. And it's not just because there's two women in the channel, but it's because that there's areas where it's hard to know, should I believe that or shouldn't I? And having two people that you can cross-reference things with makes a huge amount more of... Uh-oh, there's somebody. Hang on.
Entry and exit times are off.
Okay. Makes a huge more... how can I say it? Significant accuracy in checking things out that are really important, like if there's going to be some kind of natural disaster somewhere, if both people affirmed it, I'd probably say it. But I don't know if I'd want to say it if one person did at this point. But in any case, we have an interesting topic tonight. And it has to do, continuing this topic of DNA evolution, which we have broached on previously, and the idea that DNA evolution is connected with the chakras, which is connected with the energy flow into this realm, which is connected to the graduation of this realm. And that according to our sources, and according to David Wilcox's sources, and according to Carla Ruckert's, there's a consistency in one point of view, and that is that your heart chakra has to be open slightly more than half in order to graduate this realm. And we've learned that there's a connection between the DNA and the chakras. If you happen to be someone that's listening for the first time and you don't know what chakras are, the chakras are energy centers in your body. According to the Hindus, everybody has 7 energy centers, starting from their top of their head down to below their genitals. And each energy center represents something. For example, the solar plexus represents power. The heart represents compassion. The throat represents communication. You have the third eye, which is psychic ability. And the crown chakra at the top of your head, which I remember reading Gateway to Intelligent Infinity. Now, that's not our source's explanation. That's some book on chakras, The Gateway to Intelligent Infinity. Years ago, I remember, I wonder what that means. Okay, well, because the Earth is going into being a fourth chakra planet, a heart compassion planet, we've learned, and this is what's being said, and it's something that I can't validate directly, but I can say that all our sources have said this. In order to move with this new Earth, your heart chakra has to be open slightly more than half, which means your DNA has to be open 3.5 strands, 3.51 strands, and in which case your energy field fits into the new Earth. So if you're grasping this, the DNA is like linked to the chakras. Now, the DNA is all through your body. So when the chakra brings in the energy goes into your DNA, and the DNA starts to awaken. And the first step in awakening the DNA is to tune into the in-streaming energies, tune into them, to bring them into your body. That means there's maybe 3 or 4 ways that you can tune in to those in-streaming energies. There's probably more, but the 3 or 4 come to my mind. One way to tune in to those energies is to be in a very loving relationship. When you have a loving relationship, you and your partner share energies back and forth, which open up DNA. And if it's loving, it opens up the fourth strand of DNA. And after a while, you just take it for granted and you just open that energy up to everyone. But usually people are together for a few years before they start to hold energy of openness. Not necessarily because there's no rules, but generally a couple of few years. And then, you know, there's that song, Everybody Loves a Lover. Or when people are in a loving space, everyone feels it. Now, why is it in the romantic phase of a relationship people get really open and then they lose it? And the reason is because in the romantic phase of a relationship, no one knows what's going on. So when no one knows what's going on, there's no power or control trips. And when there's no power or control trips, there's a free flow of energy. Then after a while, people get into levels of familiarity and comfortability, and they can lose the energy, the free flow of energy. They don't have to, but they have to, you know, also maintain the magic of the romantic phase of the relationship, because that's where the energy flows, in the romantic phase where there's no control patterns. Control patterns stop the energy. So romantic relationship or any relationships create a free flow of energy. But romantic, loving, intimate, sexual relationships can fast track that energy to open your chakras and open your DNA. Now, another way of opening your chakras and DNA is to be around a group or a person that has that area open. So you can go to a church group, you can go to a local spiritual group, a meditation group, a Buddhist group, it doesn't matter. But you will know when it's open because you feel the energy. Something will happen in your chest and you'll feel the openness and you start attending those events. And over a period of time, you will then shift your DNA and open that energy. Another way of opening that energy is on this line, because as many of you have discovered, this is not a normal conference call. We are working with what explains themselves to be group souls, and they have explained, they explained this long before I experienced it. I read it and I said, I wonder how that works. But they explained that they can beam, that's not their word, beam, but they can send love light energy into this realm, their realm. And what they need is someone that knows how to tune their receiver to their frequency. And once you learn to tune your receiver to their frequency and can hold that reception, you can have your own personal connection with the energies of the higher realms flowing into you, which, if you keep focused on that, is going to evolve your DNA. And, you know, I think that's probably the easiest way to do it. I mean, if you have a relationship that's of the right spiritual caliber that's working for you, more power and congratulations. But those relationships are not easy to find when you're looking for them. And yes, somewhere in everyone's city, there is a group that's meeting that has their fourth chakra energies open. And if you find that group, you can go to it, and that will help you. But those of you that are knowing what we're doing on the conference calls, we have three conference calls a week. We have Team Shift going on, where you can actually meet with a small group of people. And I believe in most of these events, there is the energy of an open heart. There's the energy of the fourth chakra. And I know from the emails I've received how many of you have experienced that and experienced shifts as you kept coming into these calls and anchored your energy in this new place that was not there before. So I'm not doing it. I'm just showing up. And that's all I promise to do is show up. But we do have these two group souls that are working with us, and they say they can do that. They can participate with each of us individually, and that their criteria is we have to ask. And on these calls, we're kind of teaching you, and teaching is not the right word. We're being an example of tuning into their frequency. And then by listening to the calls and feeling the energies, you are learning to tune into those frequencies also. And once you do, you now can, they're yours. I don't own them. They're everybody's. They're here for us. And they're here is how they can help us. And I promised that one of the things we were going to do just in the course of this call, just do a intake meditation where their energies are already present. I mean, they're buzzing right now. But I'm just going to officially take a moment of silence and ask them to work with each of you. And then I'm going to bring Terry on, and we're going to ask them some questions about this whole process. Because I know if you're still tuning into these calls regularly, you take it seriously, and I want to make sure that everyone that takes it seriously takes advantage of this upgrade in their system that's so vital to this time period. So we'll take a moment. Now, you know, I said the seventh chakra was the gateway to intelligent infinity. And if you look at the top of your head, you might feel energy pouring into it. And you might imagine, just think this is a hypothesis because we can't prove it, but you might just imagine that this energy pouring in is our sources. Imagine a huge group soul with millions or billions of individual souls just sending flowing energy into you. And as you feel this energy, just think DNA open. Open all through your body. DNA, open up strands. Hold the energy of this openness. We're going to call in the light, and then we're going to have a discussion with our source through Terry. Our source identifies itself by the name Ra-An, and they say, and I only say what they say, I can't prove any of this, they say they are a group soul conglomerate of two group souls. One group soul is the Elohim, which is the Council of An is part of the Elohim. And the other group soul is the Ra group, which is the soul group that's made up of graduates of this realm. And the Ra group excels in wisdom, compassion, and understanding of the dilemmas of being human. The reason they excel at that is because the members of their group have all gone through this and done that. They know suffering. They know the challenges of this realm. And they have a lot of simpatico for us who are here, and they're available to help us. They can help us by being an energy that's present inside of us. They can help us with dream messages. They can help us with synchronicities. And They're close in. You know, right now, as I talk about them, you may feel a bunch of energy just surrounding your whole body. Feel that energy? That's probably the Ra group. The Elohim group comes in as a faraway signal, coming into the space as light energy. And the Elohim group, by and large, has not had bodies in this realm. They have existed from the beginning of creation as pure energy. And they learn everything about this realm vicariously. So they don't have the experience, and they may correct this, but I don't believe they have the experience of suffering, except inasmuch as they observe and monitor someone down here that's suffering. But they do have the ability to beam energy in from way up high and from as powerful as you can get. And if we can tune into their energy, then we can be on the receiving end of what might be called miracles, synchronicities, shifts that would not normally happen by the laws of the physical realm, but they don't operate in the laws of the physical realm. So it's a very valuable thing to tune into these frequencies and to learn how to do it on demand. And basically, their criteria for connecting is, are you using this for the highest good of all concerned? Are you honoring free will? Or are you trying to subjugate other people? If you're not honoring free will, they won't work with you, to my understanding. And they will not fulfill requests that are not for the highest good of all concerned. So let me bring them in. I'm being long-winded, and we have about 15 or 20 minutes. And Terry is going to answer some questions that will help us all in our activation of our DNA. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the positive center of our galaxy, positive center of our universe, through the galaxies, through the center of the galaxy, through the solar system, through the energy fields of all the planets, through the outer energies of the Earth, through the top of our head, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy while maintaining the individual sovereignty of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the law of one, honoring the Christ of light, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And take a moment and feel those energies running through you to the earth. And I wait for our sources to identify themselves through three.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is October 25th, 2010. Focus through Terry Brown in Northridge, California. And we send love light to each and every person on the line, each and every person who will listen to the transcripts, and each and every person on BBS or who will listen to BBS or reading the transcripts at some later time. We send love light to areas of Earth, as we know that there are many earthquakes at this time in Indonesia. We send love light to the ground and to the difficulty as ground wishes to unmesh and to stabilize and to settle out to its homeostasis. And we send love light to Winfrey and Terry Brown and Daphne, and we ask, do you have questions?
Yes. You know, we're going to talk about DNA. Let me see how much time we have here. 7:43, 13 minutes. And I was explaining from my idea, from my learning, from my observation, how DNA evolves, where in one way or another, we have to put ourselves, we have to choose to put our bodies, if not moving them by picking up the phone and bringing in the energies, but we need to make a choice to reach for the energies that are above the level or perhaps below the level. Maybe some people have really high energies and they're not grounded, so they need to be around grounded energies. I just wanted you to make a comment on my take on how this works, if I've got it correct, if there's anything to add.
We see that the DNA originally is created by the intertwining of the energies as the outstreaming from the galactic center, it outstreaming vibrations will entwine and connect and create a resonance for life to echo within the boundaries that are thus set and created. It is the start of the rudimentary DNA. Do you?
So the galactic center is the model of the macrocosm for the microcosm of the beginning of DNA.
That's correct.
Not the center of the universe, but the galactic center. Okay, thank you.
The galactic center, that's correct. Now, there are, within the galactic center, there are spinning. As the galactic center spins, it creates sub-logos within it. And these also spin, and the energy formations that are therefore created intersect and create patterns which then eventually become the basis for the expression of life in the lower densities.
Now, when these things spin, they're obviously spinning at a certain frequency. What is the connection between the frequency they're spinning at and everything else?
The faster that they are spinning, it and in a spectrum to the more slower that they're spinning, it creates eddies and spectrums and resonances within which life can form and live as long as that particular spiraling and sub-spiraling and intersecting spiralings exist in that area. Then it produces much life that can then live and inhabit that area.
Right at this moment, obviously the galactic center is spinning, and we are humans here on Earth with DNA, and you are somewhere at the beginning prior to the galactic center. So could you explain a little bit about the interaction of you, you being the group soul of the Elohim group and perhaps the Ra group. I don't know if the Ra group would go to that place, but the Elohim group, who is prior to the galactic center, then the galactic center, and us. What is the line of flow between those three sources? And if there's anything in between, you can add that.
Life is everywhere, and as a focusing situation becomes available for life to focus through, then it begins to explore its surroundings and begins to venture out and see what is in its vicinity. The original was a whole spinning, but it did not have sub-spinning areas. And as focusing mechanisms were developed by the interference patterns of the spinning of the large group of spinning, then the subgroups began to explore and began to have movement and began to have control over what they could intend within these subgroups. So the name universe then developed galaxies within it of spinningnesses, and the subgroups of the galaxies then had subgroups within that, and there was a delight as the music of the spheres, as things began to move and life began to look out in its surroundings and experience itself.
Now, I want to clarify an understanding here, and you use the word interference patterns, and probably people don't know what that is. If you're into sound or electronics, you know that when you mix two frequencies together, two different frequencies together, you create what's called beat tone or interference tone, i.e., if you've ever heard the word harmonics, if you've ever seen a guitar player touch the string and you hear this high-pitched tone, you're hearing what's called a harmonic. When you hear two tones together, you hear also the addition of those two tones and the subtraction of them frequency-wise. So if you had 10 cycles and 30 cycles, you would hear 40 cycles way in the background, and you would hear 10 and 30, you would hear 20. 30 minus 10 is 20. And those are interference patterns of two frequencies. So what they're saying, if I understand this correctly, is that there were all these spinning frequencies that would interact. And as they interacted, the interference patterns created new points of spinning separate from the original ones, which is how you had galaxies, sub-galaxies, planets. I would assume us, we are a part of that same process at, say, the bottom level of this. Am I explaining that correctly?
That is correct. You are explaining it very well. And not only are the spinningnesses and the frequencies within the range of visio and the range of audio, but there are whole spectrums beyond the infrared and beyond the ultraviolet and beyond the range of sound. So there are frequencies for which there are no words, that the cycle is so long that it takes a great deal of time to complete the cycle, or there are cycles that are so short that they are completed in a twinkling.
Now, I want to go back to DNA. We're discovering this together. Me, they already know it, but I'm discovering it, you're discovering it. I'm not talking about things that I know right now. So I'm just making a guess, just like Mr. Wizard on Saturday morning. And that is, now we know that there's spinningness at certain frequencies, and the two different frequencies create interference patterns which create new physical items spinning at the frequencies of the interference patterns. And so now let's quickly jump down to our DNA. And the thought comes to me that our DNA is a microcosm that when it receives the right frequencies that match the spinnings of it, it starts to open up to that, I'm just guessing here, open up to that area of the universe that it's receiving. So, for example, if the DNA is receiving the frequency of the center of the galaxy, then that would wake up a certain string. And each of the strings has a frequency, a resonant frequency, and that the chakra systems of the body are the gateways to let the frequencies through from the greater universe into the DNA. Now, I have no idea if that's correct. I'm just guessing. Can you comment on that?
Every person opens their heart or opens their expression chakra or opens their assimilation, their ability to assimilate, their ability to control, their ability to use power, their ability to crown. They open up the vibration of and the spinningness is within their chakra that is related to that. As they connect with the higher forces, they open up the crown chakra and the chakras above the crown chakra and become an instrument that can respond to the vibrations and the spinningness impulses of the star systems, and even the center of the galaxy. Now, as this opens up and begins to resonate the chakra systems, then it resonates the DNA that is through the body. And this begins to unfurl as the heart opens. Then the person is more open to the surrounding frequencies, and these begin to pick up resonances with the surrounding star system and the surrounding of the galaxy that one is in. And one begins to then have extrasensory perception as one is not down to the frequencies, and information is transmitted through these frequencies so one can pick up more information within their own DNA strings. And as these strings become more used and more open and more vibrating, the person's health and their intelligence and their openness and their ability to love and receive love all blossom and grow.
Now, there's something called the Schumann frequency of the Earth. Is the Schumann frequency of the Earth a representative of the frequency of the spinningness of the Earth? Is that what that means?
It is a result of the spinningness of the Earth and the electrical potentials between the Earth and the clouds or the cover or the area of the sky. And this, as the Earth moves into higher frequencies, picks up the frequencies of the surrounding star system. And as the Earth is moving into a higher frequency, then this is increasing. The Schumann resonance is increasing in frequency.
Now, when a person is tuning into the Earth frequency, which chakra and which is there? Does that deal with all the DNA chakras, DNA strands and chakras, or does it focus on the lower one?
As one connects with Earth, like it would be good for people to do this session with their shoes off and connect to the Earth and feel the energy of the Earth, then this can help open up the foundation chakra and a lower chakra below the foundation chakra. And this then, if the other chakras are open, can move through the whole chakra system and open up the whole chakra system. It depends upon whether certain areas in the chakra system are closed or open as to how much this fundamental grounding energy can move up the chakra system.
You know what? We have to bring this to a close. We're over our deadline on BBS at 6:53. You know, every Sunday we do a planetary and personal healing session, and people feel the earth. If you've never listened to one of those, try it this Sunday, because you can actually feel the energies of the earth. And I learned something on this call. I don't know if anyone else did. It's a complicated subject to get intuitively, but thank you all for being here. Thank you so much, Terry, for being here so and supporting this so much. Thank you, Daphne, for coming in and visiting. And maybe, you know, in the future, we'll be having you do a contribution if you want to. And don't forget about TeamShift, teamshift.messageaday.net, a daily call to help you keep your DNA activated and keep your energies up. Thank you, Don and Seth. And I'm going to stop the recording, and we got through this without too much static.
Press 1 to stop recording. This conference is no longer being recorded.